This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to begin today with the public's appetite for their favorite, or perhaps their least favorite, vices, gambling and pot.
A new poll from WBUR released today shows a dramatic swing in public opinion in Massachusetts about these pursuits. According to the numbers, public support for casino gambling has dropped significantly in recent months, while support for legalizing marijuana has gained ground.
And joining us now to dissect these numbers is WBUR's political reporter David Scharfenberg. He's been taking a close look at the polling numbers. Hi, David.
Hi, Anthony.
So let's start by taking a look at this growing support for the legalization of marijuana for recreational use. As recently as November, a poll from Western New England University showed that 52% of those polled were opposed to legalization, 39% in favor. What does the new poll say about those numbers?
So these numbers have completely flipped in just the space of a few months' time here. There was a poll actually out of Suffolk University Boston Herald poll last month, which showed for the first time a majority of voters in favor of legalization, 53-37%. And our new poll kind of confirms that trend. We show a pro-pot majority of 48-41%. And this really matches up with what's happening nationally. Last year, for the first time, we saw a clear national majority for legalizing marijuana. And that seemed to be aided, at least in part, by legalization out in Colorado and in Washington State. That seemed to push national opinion in favor.
Now, what do we know about the particular demographics behind this shifting toward majority support?
Well, you won't be surprised to hear that millennials are playing a big role in this, and they are, of course, becoming a bigger and bigger part of the electorate, and they do pretty solidly support legalizing marijuana. We've also seen nationally and here in Massachusetts an interesting swing with baby boomers. Years ago, when they were used themselves, they were generally in favor of legalizing marijuana. That dipped pretty dramatically as they became parents and kind of became professionals, and now as they're getting a bit older, they seem to be returning to the fold here. Supporting legalization of marijuana for recreational use.
Really interesting. So put this shift in sentiment into some sort of political context for us. There's a groundswell of support here. Does that translate? Do you expect that to translate into plans for legislation to legalize marijuana in this state?
Well, national and local advocates are interested in putting this on the ballot in 2016. That's a very conscious choice. Presidential election years tend to see a more liberal and a younger electorate turning out, and that, of course, would favor those who want to legalize marijuana. So they're really targeting 2016. Some of the national-level advocates I've spoken to suggest that could be the most important year yet for reforming marijuana law, and they're looking at Massachusetts, Maine, and California as target state. So I think you can expect to see this a pretty big issue in a couple of years' time here.
All right. So let's turn to what the numbers tell us about the appetite for casinos and gambling. The poll found that a slim majority of likely voters still support casinos in Massachusetts. How does that reflect a shift in public support?
So our new poll out today shows 46% of likely voters still backing casinos, while 43% oppose them. So there's still a plurality here supporting casinos, but that is a pretty significant shift. We had a poll back in January which showed a 14-point edge for those who support casinos. So that has shrunk pretty considerably. And if you compare it to some of the numbers that we saw even last fall, it's a pretty huge shift. So this is pretty unusual. The American electorate is generally pretty stable when it comes to issues like this. But we're seeing here, just as we are with gay marriage across the country, some pretty big and unusual shifts in our culture.
Now, anti-casino opponents are pushing an anti-casino referendum this year. What do you think the political significance of these numbers are when it comes to the future of casino gambling in the Commonwealth? It's been legalized by the legislature, but we have yet to see a casino set up, put in place.
That's right. That's right. So Attorney General Martha Coakley has ruled this potential ballot measure that would get rid of our casino law unconstitutional. And anti-casino advocates are challenging that in court. So still some legal steps here. But should it get on the ballot, these latest poll numbers provide a glimmer of hope, or more than a glimmer of hope, I think, to those who oppose casinos.
All right. That's WBUR's David Scharfenberg reporting on a new WBUR poll on marijuana legalization and casino gambling. And David, stay with us because we want to talk a little more more about this poll and what it might say about the future of casino gambling in the state.
And joining us to do so is Clyde Barrow. He's a professor of public policy at UMass Dartmouth who specializes in gambling policy. Clyde Barrow, welcome back to the program.
Good afternoon.
So let's start off with where David Scharfenberg left us, and that is with this idea that the margin of support in Massachusetts for casino gambling has shrunk from 14% to 3%. What's your reaction to that?
A lot of reactions. If those numbers are in fact correct, and I think there's some reasons to possibly question them, it certainly wouldn't be good news for the casino industry. I know that typically when you go into an election on the casino referendum, you typically need to be up in the high 50s if you expect to win that. And that has to do with the intensity of voters. People who are opposed to casino gambling are very intense about it. They will show up at the polls. People who support it tend to, if we get it, we'll do it, but it's not really a major issue for them. So there's an asymmetry in terms of the intensity and the passion with which people come to the polls. So if you don't have a pretty good margin, much higher than what this shows, they could be in trouble if this gets on the ballot.
Now, I know this question wasn't necessarily asked in the poll, but, I mean, help us understand what the possible reasons might be for such a change in sentiment.
I think if you look, first of all, I think the fact that Massachusetts has taken longer than any other state to implement this legislation is part of the problem. What it means is that we haven't yet seen any of the benefits. You know, no one has gotten a job at a casino. No state agency or municipal government has received any revenue from the casinos. So we haven't seen any of the promised benefits. But the process thus far has really been focused on the potential detriments and negative consequences. It's been about organizing referenda, negotiating host community agreements to mitigate the potential negative consequences. So really all of the discussion up to this point has revolved around the negatives for about the last 2 years.
Right. And we've in fact seen, I mean, you're speaking of those local community votes, several communities that have voted a casino down in their particular cities or towns. But I'm also curious, I mean, you mentioned that no one in Massachusetts as of yet has seen that the economic benefit of what casino gambling could bring to the state. And David, let me bring you back in here, because one of the early promises that were made by pro-gambling proponents when this was working its way through the Massachusetts legislature is that, you know, in tough times, this would be a source of revenue and jobs and income for the state of Massachusetts. Now, that was many years ago. The economy, you know, has gone on its upswing since then. I mean, is there a correlation here between better economic times and perhaps changing sentiment for casino gambling?
It's possible. Of course, we can't know for sure. We didn't ask reasons why folks were kind of turning against casinos in our poll, but that's a possibility. One interesting thing is that in the local towns that have rejected casino gambling, they've tended to be a bit more upscale, and they've said, look, we don't need these economic benefits. So it's possible here that voters statewide, as they're feeling better about the economy, are beginning to think, I don't care so much about the potential economic benefits of casinos. That said, consumer confidence has actually dipped a little bit here in Massachusetts these past few months compared to the last quarter of last year. So there's not a strong relationship there necessarily.
Right. And Clyde, David also said something interesting a little bit earlier that a voter sentiment or public sentiment about these issues tends to remain fairly constant unless there's been some major, change. We're not seeing that in Massachusetts regarding casino gambling. I mean, what have we seen in other states where gambling has been legalized? Does public sentiment remain the same? Does it shift dramatically?
I really haven't seen any polls in other states after the fact, and that's because the states that have recently passed expanded gambling through referenda, you know, I've included places like New York, Maryland, Ohio, Rhode Island, have all had referenda. The point is, once it gets in place and the facilities are open, I don't know of any place else where there has been a statewide referenda campaign to try to repeal that legislation once it was passed.
Mm. And so, okay, so given the question of the referenda, suppose that the anti-gambling faction does, you know, I know it's got a long process ahead of it, but suppose it does actually get a question on a Massachusetts ballot this year, 2016, what have you. I mean, at the very least, that's going to put casino gambling right back front and center on people's mind. I mean, what effect do you think that would have?
I think it'll have a lot of effect. First of all, it'll be a while before it actually gets on the ballot and shows up in an election. By that time, I think you will definitely have seen at least the slot parlor come online. You'll probably see at least the casino in Western Massachusetts open. So some of these benefits will now start to surface and people will see them. It means that the casino industry itself will be able to shift its focus away from the licensing process to the political process. They're really not focused that much on the referendum other than the fact that they have organized a group to wage a campaign if it does get on the ballot. But once they really get focused on waging their campaign, I think you're going to see a very hard-fought referendum.
Right, and I imagine that if that were to happen, the money would follow, too.
It will be a very expensive referendum on both sides.
Well, Clyde Barrow is a professor of public policy at UMass Dartmouth. He specializes in gambling policy. Clyde, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And David Scharfenberg, WBUR's political reporter. Always great to have you, David.
Thank you, Magna.
And stay with us. Coming up, we'll talk to Newton native and ABC newsman Dan Harris about overcoming addiction and anxiety with the help of meditation. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.